Okay, Chazara today, in the last Omer of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. You're actually Lamed Dalet on Beis by the two dots around 10 lines from the bottom. Kishem Shishliach Tzibur Chayiv Kach Kol Yochav Yochav Chayiv. A Machlekes in the Mishnah, Tanakam said every Yochav is Chayiv. Gamliel said, the Shliach Tzibur Ki Yimoytzi Sarah Midei Chavosam. Tanya, straight in Brisa, Omer Lodeh B'Gamliel, they asked B'Gamliel, L'Dvarecha, according to you, that the Tzibur Shliach Tzibur Ki Yimoytzi everybody, Lama Tzibur Mispalo. And why is the Tzibur Mispalo Tzvila B'Lachash, a quiet Shemana Esrei? Over Lahem, the purpose of the Quiet Shemana Esrei is to give a time for the Shliach Tzibur, the Chasan, to be able to organize the Tefillah that he's about to say out loud. Omer Lahem, Gamliel asked, according to you, why is the Chasan go Lefnei HaTeva? What's the purpose? If everyone has to daven on their own, so why do you have a Chasan being Yor Lefnei HaTeva? Omer Lahem, they answer back, the Chasan is needed to be Moitzin Einabaki. But we're talking about a baki, we're not talking about an inner baki. Omer Lahem, but Gamliel answered back, Kishem Shemoitzi, Ashen Baki, Kach Moitzi is a baki, just like the Shneach Tzibaki, Moitzi in any baki, he can Moitzi a baki as well. Omer Abba Babrachan, Omer Abbe Yechon, and Moidi Mechachom, Rabbi Gamliel. The Chachom were Choyzer, and they were Moidi to Rabbi Gamliel, and the Shneach Tzibur could be Moitzi. The Rav Omer Adani Machlekes, the Rav holds no, is Gablibin Machlekes, the Rabbonim were not Choyzer, the Rabbonim still hold the Shneach Kol Echav Echachayim. Shomer of Chiyah Bereid Rav Bar Nachmeni, also Omer Lashmaitze Kamed Rav Dim Bar Chinino, Omer Lehi, and Rav Dim, he said, Hachi Omer Rav, Adan Hi Machlekes, Rav, Arbi Rav Yechinon, and Rav said, Adan Hi Machlekes, is still a Machlekes. Not like Rav Yechinon's member of the Amoidim Chachomim. Omer Lehi, Rav Chiyah answered back, they're talking Gerecht. Rav Barachano, Nami Hachi Ka'omer, even Rav Barachano, who was the Bala member, he's the one that said over this member of Rabbi Yechon, even he recognized that it was not Poshid and the Aryeh Shkokim, that Hachi Ka'omer, Ki'omer Rabbi Yechon, Hashmaitza, that when Rabbi Yechon said this Shmaitza, that Amboidim Chachom Lerbe Gamaliel, if the Galar Ishlokish or Ishlokish argued on him, Va'omer Adain Himachlokis. Period. Did Rabbi Yechon really say this, that the Chacham were Moedi to Rabbi Gamliel, that actually Yechon was able to be Moedi? The Omer of Chonot Tzipora, Omer of Yechon on Hilchos of Rabbi Gamliel, the Allah, Rabbi Yechon is saying a member, the Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel. Hilchos of Mechal de Pligi, if we're passing like Rabbi Gamliel, that means we're bribing with the Machlaikis. If you say that Rabbi Chacham were Chayzer Moedi to Rabbi Gamliel, then everyone holds like that. It's not Hilchos of Rabbi Gamliel, everyone holds like that. If you say Hilchos of Rabbi Gamliel, it's mashed, but they're still a Machlaikis. Everything about our top line of Lama Heim and Aleph. Kisalag Rav Amma Miami, when Rav Amma came back from the seas, and the Grash explains he went out, he was Hiflik Besino. Pirsha, he explained it. Moedim Chachom L'Rabbi Gamliel, B'Brochash Rosh Hashanah V'Shem Yekiburim. The Chachom were Moedim to Rabbi Gamliel, that the Shliach Tzibur Kim Moedzi is a Rabbim, when by the Brochas of, by the Shemane Esther, by the Brochas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. We'll explain why. The halacha mechal de pligi, and this that he said halacha Rabbi Gamliel, which was mashma mechal de pligi, that it still was a machlokes. That's the brachas the chol hashanah. That's the brachas all year round. So that's how we can reconcile these two different, seemingly contradictory members of Rabbi Yechonon. He spoke out clearly. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel by the brachas of Rosh Hashanah. If he says halacha like Rabbi Gamliel, it's mechlah de pligi. That they're still, the chacham are still arguing even by the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So you can't say that moedim chacham Rabbi Gamliel was going by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when the actual member of Hilchos de Rabbi Gamliel was going by, which was mechlah de pligi, was going by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Bar Yitzchok man moedim remeyer v'halochem mechad pligi rabbonon. Within the rabbonon who are arguing on Rabbi Gamliel, within the rabbonon, that's where there was different parts of the rabbonon. The moedim chachomim l'Rabbi Gamliel, that was the remeyer. The Hilchos of Rabbi Gamliel was the other Rabbanon. So the other Rabbanon Taka blibed, remaining, arguing on Rabbi Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur cannot be Moitzi as a Rabbi Midei Chavosa. This that he said, Moedim Chachom of the Gamliel is referring to the mayor, who's a Chilik of the Chachomim. He Lamaisa was Chayzer and he held the Rabbi Gamliel. The Tanya. I don't know. The Tanya said in Braisa, Brachos of Rosh Hashanah Vashem Mekipurim, Shliach Tzibur Moitzi and Rabbi Midei Chavosa, and the mayor. I don't know. Who's a man? He was a chilik of that original rabbon. I don't know. Kretik Gemara Maishna Hani. Why, right, like we explained earlier, that there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah, the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and Nishal Kol Hashanah. Why? What's the difference? Why should there be a difference? Because there's many psukim. The way Rashi explained this was referring to the many psukim of Musaf. Tosfos learned many psukim of Malchus, Chayes v'Shoyfrois. No, even you don't have to read all the psukim of the Karav Musaf. I'll say it according to Rashi. Ones who say that Nasav Nakel of Adecha Kavan Esenu Kamoshi Kosev B'Toyra. Period. That's enough. You don't really have to say all the psukim of the Musaf. The Nama Akiv. So you don't have such nefishi kroy of Karav Musaf. And for the Gemara, Elo Mishum Da'avshi or Da'avshi Brachus, not because of the psukim of the Karav Musaf, but just the lengthly more brachus. It's 9 brachus of Shemoneh Esrei, 3 very different brachus than we normally have, and different psukim, Malchus, Mas, V'Shoifreis. That's what, it's different and longer than the rest of the year, and that's where you might get confused, and that's why by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're saying a Svara that the Shliach Tzibur could be Moitzi Harabim, even though by Brachus HaKol Hashanah, the Tzibur would not be able to be Moitzi Harabim. Kufa. Remember, we just mentioned that you don't have to mention the actual psukim. Again, I'll explain according to Rashi, discussing the Karban Musafs. You don't have to actually read the actual psukim of the Karban Musaf, as long as you mention Nasav Nakiv Kemoshe Kosev B'Toyra, that suffices. Sover me no, they thought to say Hani Milu B'Yachad. That's talking about when you're davening B'Yachidus. Ava B'Tzibur lo, if you're davening B'Tzibur, then you would have to read all the psukim. The tzibur, the chazan, the shliach tzibur, or bitzibur, then you'd have to read the psukim. Itmar, Omer Yishuv ben Levi's nishtazoy, echad yochad ve'echad tzibur, kivon she'omer v'zeros l'kosav leimar shuv v'netzorech, saya yochad and saya tzibur, even if you don't mention all the psukim, even just saying v'zeros l'kosav leimar, that would suffice. Again, either talking about the psukim of Musaf according to Rashi, or talking about the psukim of Malchus according to Shoifers according to Tosfos, like we spoke out yesterday. A person should always be misader his tefillah, organize his tefillah, and only afterwards daven. So he has a klara organized davening. It's Mistaver, this that Rabbi Elazar is saying that there's a chiv to be misadi at tefillahs first. That's by tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Mishal Prokim, is Miyadim, Yom Tovim, not a common tefillah. So there, it's not so shogar befiv, so you have to organize it. The regular tefillah of the regular weekday, Shachas, Mincha, Maariv, maybe even Shabbos, which is said daily or all the time, is shogar befiv. You don't need to be misadir it. Rabbi Yehuda, Mesadet Soloisi Matzli. Rabbi Yehuda, even on his weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he would also first be Mesadet his Tefillah and then Davin. And for the Gemara, Shiny Rabbi Yehuda was different. Kivon de Metlosin Yoimin, Metlosin Yoimin, having Matzli, Kiprokim Domi. Rabbi Yehuda only Davin every 30 days, like Rashi explained in the Ritzvah, and other Rishonim explained, like based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that he was a Tirosium Nosoi, and therefore wasn't Mafsik learning for Tefillah, for Davin Shemoneh Esrei. He didn't have to what the Gemara and Shabbos said. Therefore, Hitaka didn't daven very often. He only davened once every 30 days. So for him, Kiprokim Dami, for him, Hitaka was a getter of like the Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Tovim, which is uncommon. That's why he was Mesadet Soloisi Umatzli. Ad Kan Chazoro. Again, the last few lines we're going to have to leave over for the Sea of Ezra Hashem on Friday night. Just a Ha'ara question. Why did Rabbi Yehuda stop after 30 days? Well, what happened? Well, so he's saying once he finished and then they're starting again, that's a break? When he finished one omer, goes to the next omer, that's not a stop.
When he goes to sleep at night,
So he has in the shas, when he got the nida daf kuf yod or whatever, and then why? Just go to Brachos daf bit. What forced him to stop and daven now? Nothing. I said, stop, you don't want to mafsik mil chazar, that's what it is. I mean, mitzand halacha of teiros, like the Gemara and Shabbos, teirosi umnosoi, don't be mafsik. There's no din of stopping on neither daf, whatever, misa peites, or whatever the last blot in the misach is.
Maybe
I
have to stop for personal reasons.
Stam punkt when he finishes. Right, I understand. But again, mitzand halacha. Right, he finished, but again,
he has to take a shower, maybe.
Mitzad halacha of terosi umnosa, he didn't have to stop now for davening.
He just had to stop for other things between the starting again.
So once he's stopping, he has to be in the spot already. Then he has no excuse.
Okay. Ad kan chazor.